Federal Reserve policymakers cut a key short-term interest rate by a quarter point yesterday. The move is aimed at giving a jolt to the nation's economy, which has been growing at a slow pace since 2001. But the cut was smaller than many investors had expected, and stock prices fell sharply after the move was announced. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
This is the 13th time Fed policymakers have cut interest rates since 2001, and it brings the federal funds rate down to 1%, the lowest it's been since 1958. After a recession, two wars, and the ongoing battle against terrorism, a statement from Fed officials yesterday said the U.S. economy is yet to exhibit sustainable growth, and they're hoping this latest move will be enough to stir it from its torpor. Mark Vittner is senior economist at the Wachovia Corporation.
I think the message that they're sending is that they think that the economy still needs a little bit of a push and that we're not there just yet.
The Fed's move yesterday was accompanied by an artfully worded statement that balanced optimism about growth with warnings about deflation. The statement said low interest rates and strong productivity growth are providing important ongoing support to economic activity. And it said there are early signs of a turnaround, such as a firming in spending, improved financial conditions, and a stabilization in labor markets. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services.
I think the Fed is trying to say they believe, as many of us do, that the forces are in place for the economy to do better and grow faster in the next 6 months and hopefully into 2004 than admittedly the disappointing growth we've seen over the last 6 to 9 months.
But the statement also warned of what it called an unwelcome substantial fall in inflation. In other words, inflation is so low right now that prices could begin to fall. That makes people delay spending and sends the economy into a downward spiral it can be difficult to get out of. So far, the prospect of deflation is minor, but its effects are so serious that Fed policymakers are doing everything they can to prevent it. In the statement yesterday, Fed officials said the concern about deflation was likely to predominate for the foreseeable future. Mark Vittner says that's a signal to the bond market that they are likely to keep interest rates low for some time. And he says Fed policymakers hope that will translate into continued low mortgage rates.
They want to keep long-term interest rates low for as long as possible so they can keep housing strong until the economy gains some sustainable momentum.
Yesterday's quarter-point rate cut should also result in an immediate drop in certain types of consumer credit, like home equity loans. As low as rates are right now, many investors were clearly hoping they would go even lower. In recent weeks, Fed officials have spoken several times about weak growth and the deflation threat, and that prompted many economists to predict a half-point rate cut. In fact, one member of the Fed's policymaking committee, Robert Perry, dissented from yesterday's statement, saying the cut was too small, but most committee members took a more conservative approach. The size of the cut appeared to disappoint many investors, and within an hour of the Fed's move, stock and bond prices fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost about 1% of its value. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.